Welcome to the Internet Advisor. Hi, I'm Foster Brown, the co-host of the program and producer, and we're continuing the expert advice to you on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR 760 AM, and this time it's about computers. We've got three experts in studio who have been handling computers for ages and have got years and years of experience to answer your questions. So here's the number, 800-859-0957. You call, we'll answer your questions on the Internet Advisor. Welcome to our version of spring. Not much of it here. I just flew back in today from Cary, North Carolina, where spring is indeed in full force down there. So I can tell you it's on its way, moving north slowly. Hi, I'm Foster Brown, the co-host and also the producer of the program. With me, I've got in studio three great guys who are part of the tech team that we have here. Shane Hamlin.
Hello.
Good to have you here. Shane works every day at CompTech Services in Sterling Heights.
Yep, right off of Shaner.
And he has been working for years helping people to get their computers up and running, and he's just ready to load up for bears. So if you've got a question for him, 800-859-0957. And my two other partners here, Cal Carson.
Good, I love it that he's loaded for bear and not barely loaded.
And Ed Rudell as well.
And I'm just loaded.
Both of them work for a major corporation here in Detroit where they have been doing tech services for a long time for management and for everybody else as well. We were kidding around before about all the help that we give to different friends and family over the years. You know, you get together for a family gathering, and there's always a tech question that comes up, isn't there?
Yep. You have to keep a USB drive in your pocket at all times.
You see, he does his a little bit differently. If I hear a computer question come up, I just go into another room.
Well, we are going to stay in this room, and the way you get to this room with your question is 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. And as Dr. Dean Krauskopf had answers for you on gardening, we are the people here with technology answers for you. Again, the number 800-859-0957. And along the way, by the way, we partnered with Mr. Mike Brennan and MI Tech News, which is a weekly news service that brings you information on things that are going on in entrepreneurial circles and technology throughout the state of Michigan. Mike, it's good to have you again with us.
Thanks very much, Foster, and I think you're all loaded. I'm just not sure with what.
Well, it's joy right now at having you with us. Mike, we have been working together now for over a year, kind of co-sponsoring this thing that you've been doing for quite a while, which is gathering tech news around the state of Michigan. But you're expanding this, and I want to talk a little bit about how. Now, by the way, this is a free service, folks, that you can get by simply going to internetadvisor.net and scrolling down the page and clicking on that subscribe now button. And every week on Friday, you'll be getting a whole list of topics about what's been going on in technology, entrepreneurship, and all sorts of things. Like, for instance, there's an interesting article that you had there about energy choice divisive issue in the Michigan House Committee.
Yeah, so that whole thing about you have to have 10% alternative energy in the total grid makeup. And it's kind of splitting along party lines where Republicans want to eliminate that so that DTE and consumers pretty much control it. They say because they need to have predictability for building plans and all that in the future. And then the Democrats, including our governor, who's not a Democrat, wants to see this expanded to about 20%, actually.
Right.
So I'm not sure exactly how it's all going to shake out.
But that's kind of one of the political issues. And then another thing that you've got headlined in there is 15 disruptive startups in Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, that comes from our content partner, Michipreneur.com, Amanda Lalonde. She always does a really fine job with stories about entrepreneurs. Excuse me. And in this case, what she did was she spotted 15 companies in the greater Detroit area who are disrupting their industry by offering lower prices, new technology, or just plain old changing the way we think about old technology. And she has them all listed there. Excuse me. And even Shinola makes that list. We talked about that last week with the Microsoft Watch, and Shinola's got a campaign out with, they really got the watch, right?
So there's all sorts of things like that, folks. You'll find it both from politics to entrepreneurship. You've also got a section in there for makers, people who are involved in the whole maker atmosphere. But one of the other things you've done too, Mike, is in addition to these print articles, which you've been doing for a long time. Now you're adding some audio, for instance, about our program is going to be in there as a resource for people. But there's a number of other programs around that are in there as an audio resource as well. One of them being Digital Divas, which is a program that actually kind of grew out of an interview that was done here at Internet Advisor.
Yeah, absolutely. It's three women that really know their stuff. They're different age groups, so they have different slants on things. But, I mean, essentially, they're trying to bring a woman's perspective to technology and pushing the STEM kind of areas, science, technology, engineering, and math. And they're all very heavily involved in that themselves.
And you will find that resource under Digital Divas. Episode 3 right now is talking with Jane Sedlowski, who was with AMI Strategies. The important thing is it's about unique women in technology, and they interview these ladies and deal with issues that are important to women as they're tackling moving into technology and becoming very important partners in the development of technology throughout the state of Michigan. And that's growing. Fortunately, we're getting back to getting more women involved in technology.
Absolutely. It's still a small number. I mean, maybe 20% or so, but it's increasing.
And Mike covers these topics and many more, and there's all sorts of resources. All this is now available to you simply by going to internetadvisor.net. Scrolling down the page, you'll see that button that says subscribe. And when you do that, on Friday, Mike has a tremendous list of many, many more topics covering many different areas, looking at what's developing in terms of technology in our state of Michigan, which we've always loved to promote ever since we started 18 years ago. And Mike is doing a great job of covering that. Now you have all these other resources that are there free for you simply by going to internetadvisor.net. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Foster. You too.
All right. Okay, here's the number, and it's waiting for you to get involved. All you need to do is call 800-859-0957. Whatever your question may be about technology, 800-859-0957. And our staff is standing by here to answer your questions. Don't be bashful. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor live for you here in Detroit. Anybody who can hear me and the sound of our voice, we are now for the rest of the spring and summer. We're going to be here from 5 to 6 on Saturdays with our phone lines open to take your call. So if you've been having a problem with your computer or an electronic device that you'd like to talk about, we've got three guys in studio, Shane Hamlin, Cal Carson, and Ed Rudell, ready to tackle those questions for you. And it's as simple as you're giving us a call at 800-859-0957. And it usually takes just that first brave person. By the way, and also just to let you guys, folks know that we are going to be here on a regular basis from 5 to 6 during the summertime, spring and summer, so that you can, if you run into something in the future, you know that you've got this hour on Saturdays in the early evening that you can give us a call. And we've got people in here who have been answering questions for a long time, whether like Shane every day of the week in his shop, or Cal and Ed in a major corporation here in Detroit where they're dealing with everything from the individual laptops to network problems. We've got a lot of experience in here, and it costs you absolutely nothing, except perhaps to pick up the phone and call 800-859-0957. Don't let the hour get away from you. If you've got a question that you've been looking to have answered, our mantra is the only dumb question is the one you don't ask, because we've got often when we answer your question, it's helping a whole lot of other people as well. Ed, we got a question a little earlier on this week from Mary Lou, and it was kind of an interesting one because it's about something that I think all of us to some extent use, and that is calendars. And in her question, she says, I'd like a calendar program for my computer that I could enter our travel plans into and then send to our family. So it's a calendar that she can put her events on, but then allow other people in the or a certain limited number of people to be able to see those plans,
right?
So that they can, you know, to work around it. What kind of things can you recommend?
Well, when I replied back to her, you know, when you receive these questions, there's so much that you would like to ask them in four or five questions. Like, so first thing is, if she had Microsoft Office on her computer, or at least had Microsoft Word, Microsoft provides a number of templates that provide calendaring templates yearly, monthly, and then she could basically fill out her calendar and send that or email that or post it on her Microsoft SkyDrive to share with her family members her entire calendar that she's published and spent all that time meticulously entering that information. Mm-hmm. Microsoft Excel also has that ability. You could download Excel spreadsheets that allow you to do calendaring. But I went one step further and it's like, how many people now have smartphones? You know, and I was thinking about this. My wife has fought this forever, and she had a flip phone forever. Finally, I had to prove to her that it was actually cheaper to get a smartphone for free, if not free, but, you know, than to get a flip phone from Verizon. And it would actually lower our bill by $20 a month. So she actually took the plunge and got a Samsung S4. Okay. And as you know, with any Android phone, when you power them up, you need to create a Gmail account.
Right.
When you create a Gmail account, you have Google Calendaring.
Right.
So if you were to have information on your phone, I mean, if you were to enter calendar events on your phone, they would be available online. So you could go to Google's gmail.com, log in with your credentials that you use to register your Android phone, and you could have access to not only your Gmail account online,
but also
a calendar, and you could send that information to your relatives.
And then you can invite people in to see. Now, not everybody needs to see it.
Exactly.
Certain
and
people.
It would give her an opportunity to get off of AOL, which was her reply to address, which I've been trying to work with Grandpa Lincoln forever. And he is just so hard-nosed, loves his AOL. Yeah, I said they haven't been good since 1999.
Since they stopped distributing
so
coffee.
So he's
coffee
almost offline.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Ouch. I mean, you've got to remember, I mean, to them, that is the internet.
Yes.
You know?
For a lot of people.
And they're still paying that $19.95 a month.
Oh, my
Lord.
Yes,
he is. To keep that address and to log in, and you've got mail. He loves that. You've got mail.
But, just the sound of that. I love
but,
it.
Those were my two calendar suggestions. Did you guys have anything?
Well, I tell you what. Let's get back to some of them as we're going along. Maybe add some other ones in because there's lots of them out there. Let's talk to Fred from Sterling Heights. Fred, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. Great show.
Thank you. What can we do to help you?
Well, my computer is running very, very slow.
Okay.
And I run CC Cleaner. Okay. Malwarebytes never seems to find anything.
Okay.
And then I think it was last week you mentioned super anti-spyware. So I loaded that and I tried that and that's not working.
Well, let's step back a little bit, Fred, and find out something about your computer. What is your computer? How old is it?
It's old?
Yeah.
It's probably about 3 years old.
Okay. Is it a desktop or a laptop?
Yeah, it's a laptop.
It's a laptop? Okay. What kind of laptop?
It's a Dell Expiron.
Okay, and are you running Windows 7 or what? What are you running?
Windows 7, and I'm using Microsoft Security Essentials.
Okay.
And yes, I've been using AOL.
Oh! My bad mouth.
But I switched to Gmail about a month and a half or 2 months ago.
Good for you.
How's it going for you?
It seems to be doing better, but it's still slow.
Okay, so things are slow. Guys, thoughts?
It's coming along slowly.
Well, one of the things...
Yeah, it's coming along real slowly.
One of the first things I could think of is AOL will always push down its own version of antivirus. So you may actually have more than one antivirus on there. So you may want to go through your control panel programs and features and see if AOL installed some sort of security package.
I think it's called, it's like a security companion or something like that, yeah. Yeah, they do that quite a bit. And a lot of times, I mean, if you're running a scan of running malware, super anti-spyware, and you're finding nothing, and you're running CCleaner, and it's still slow, obviously something I think might be going on mechanically hardware-wise.
That's where I was going to go with. I was going to suggest that maybe, and I think on most Windows machines, the newer ones, you can boot into the BIOS, and then within the BIOS, don't they have like a diagnostic routine that they can run that can try and take a look at that
I think
hard
drive? With Dells, you could power them up and tap the F12 key. And if you tap the F12 key at power up, it'll give you the ability to boot to your CD, boot to your flash drive, or boot to your Dell diagnostics, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And that will do a quick check of your disk drive, because I think that's where you're heading. Yeah. Because one of the things that we have people that will say, oh, my computer's running so slow, I think I have a virus. Well, you have to remember, one of the things... of a failing hard drive is a slowing down because it's stumbling trying to recover from an error or move data off of a bad spot of a hard drive. You could have a failing hard drive as well, especially on laptops, because you're moving them, you're shaking them, you're dropping them.
What you want to do is that what you can tell is if look at your little hard drive light and see if it's just a grinding and clicking away.
There's no light; it's just a spinning wheel.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait. When you say spinning wheel, where are you seeing that spinning wheel?
Well, when it's thinking and it's trying to do something, it's just
and it's doing that a lot?
Yes.
How much RAM do you have in that computer? Okay, here we go. Right click on my computer, go to the bottom, and under properties, am I right, Ed? Am I leading in the right direction?
Well, you're leaning to the left, but yes, you're leading, yes.
When you get to the place where it'll tell you how much RAM you have, how big your hard drive, it'll tell you all the things about your computer.
It's got 283 gigabytes of RAM, apparently.
It's got two.
So two gigabytes. Two.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. How big a hard drive do you have?
I'm sure it's...
Just a minute. That is the hard drive, 283. That is the hard drive. It's pretty heavy, I think.
Yeah, so he probably got, a 500 gig or a 250 gigabyte hard drive.
It's something like that.
So when something like this is happening, well, one of the things that comes to my mind is boost the RAM immediately. Double the RAM. Yeah. I mean, with two, if you have 2 gigabytes, get 4. If you have 4, get 8. Cal?
I think you should take it into a shop and have them take a look at that hard drive and see what's going on with it before he spends any money to it.
Good idea.
And then after he has that checked, if that clears out and it's okay, and he checks out okay, then I would investigate, look at maybe increasing the RAM.
And Fred, by the way, I see you're in the Sterling Heights area, right?
Yes.
Cal, I mean, go ahead and give a commercial for your place.
Yeah, come on down and see us at Comtech Orange on Chainer 19.
All right, Fred.
Chainer 19.
Look for Comtech Services and tell them that the Internet Advisor sent you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Fred. Thanks for your call. Hey, Tom, we'll be with you in just a moment from Novi. And for you, 800-859-0957 is waiting. We'll do our best to answer your question. Have you ever heard anybody say, I've got your number? Well, you have our number now for the rest of the spring and summer. If you ever run into a computer problem, this is the number to call, 800-859-0957. Between now and 6 o'clock every Saturday, between 5 and 6 p.m., I will be here. My name is Foster Brown, along with Gary Baker normally, and with our crew. We've got Shane Hamlin and Cal Carson and Ed Rudell in the studio here. Again, that number, and it's available to you right now, is 800-859-0957. Hey, Tom and Novi, thank you for hanging on there and waiting, and welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
I have a 3-year-old HP laptop running Windows 7, and recently it's been running very slow. I have McAfee and the malware bytes on it, and so I bought System Mechanic and System Mechanic Pro, and I installed it, and now it's running slower, and it freezes up all the time. I have to reboot it. And so I uninstalled System Mechanic,
and
it's the same thing. It's still freezing up a lot.
You're back to freezing up. Okay. And the System Mechanic didn't help things. It just kind of gummed it up even further.
It hurt it, yes.
Yeah.
How much memory do you have in that computer?
I think 4 RAM, I believe.
Yeah. Well, that's the RAM. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what you're asking, Cal. Sorry.
So basically, the problem started because it was running slow. You purchased System Mechanic. You were hoping it would correct the problem. You ran through the utilities, and subsequently, now the darn computer is freezing and locking up. You've uninstalled System Mechanic, and it's still locking up. So whatever it had done, it messed it up.
So yeah,
that's where we're at right now.
And you're back to where you were before when you started.
Shane, what do you think?
System
Mechanic isn't a product that I would have used maybe 5 years ago or 6 years ago. It was maybe one of our choices, but I don't think it's been keeping up with the times.
No, I would. The first thing I always do is, you've got McAfee on there, and that can be especially with a couple of newer updates, versions that have come out. It could have been just triggered. They come up with a large update in a new version. And that could have been just enough to put them over the top. Because, let's be honest, McAfee and Norton, they're pretty big system resource hogs.
Oh, yes. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
You know, what I would do is go ahead and uninstall McAfee and see if that, uninstall McAfee and see if you get any better performance.
Is it the free version of McAfee that you get from your internet provider?
No, it's I think it's called McAfee Total.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, it's got the full package that kind of controls everything. So
if you have the license key on that. And
yes, I do.
Oh, then it wouldn't hurt to do exactly what Shane's saying. By the way,
I would just say this, though, for your own safety then. Make sure that Windows Security Essentials are on there. Okay? That's free for Microsoft when you pull off the McAfee.
Yeah, well, let's not even do that right now.
Oh, okay.
Let's just stay offline. Yep. You know, pull your network card off or shut off your wireless. Uninstall your McAfee. Uninstall the system mechanic. Make sure it's completely gone. And then see how that runs. If it runs better, you kind of know where your chokehold is then.
Yeah. And I Googled the system mechanic uninstall, and I did the normal uninstall. And then it said to get everything out, you have to go through these 20 steps. And you said you have to be very careful, and so I didn't do that.
Well, you know what you could do is just grab a CCleaner. CCleaner likes to clean up remnants of uninstalled programs for you.
And it has an uninstall function itself.
Yeah, but it only works if the program's installed or the uninstaller's broken. If he's already uninstalled the program, it won't show up in the uninstaller that you're mentioning.
Correct, okay. But it will go and grab those orphan files. Yes.
Yeah, but it won't do anything in the registry. It may do something in the registry.
It has a registry cleanup.
So it may.
And you can get that right from our site.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get a free version of that. They will also offer a pro version of CCleaner. You don't need the pro version. You can use the free CCleaner. And it has, first of all, in one category, it will look for problems and temp files, and it does the cleaning. Then there's a second category which says registry, and it's pretty safe to use.
So let's review real quick so you understand. First thing I would do personally is go to our site, internetadvisor.net, and go into
the toolkit
there and grab CCleaner first. Download it to your desktop.
Okay.
Once you have that, then go ahead and disconnect from the internet.
Okay.
And then uninstall your McAfee. Make sure that's nice and gone. Make sure the system mechanic is gone as well. And then run your CCleaner. Let that go ahead and scan and clean for any orphan files left over from those uninstalls.
You know, he should probably do a reboot after he uninstalls the McAfee, of course.
Yep.
Then do the CCleaner.
Yeah, good point.
Yep. And then and then hopefully that'll take care of the freezes. Okay, so assuming this takes care of the freezes, what should you do next?
Then probably just keep, let's be realistic, the antivirus doesn't have a whole heck of a lot to do with keeping your computer clean from viruses. I've seen every bit of antivirus on every single computer that is infected.
And they're still infected.
And they're still
infected. So just go with Microsoft Security Essentials?
Get the free version of Microsoft Security Essentials. It's a very lightweight program. It doesn't take up a lot of resources.
And it's built to work with Windows 7.
Perfect.
Free. Absolutely free. Then what they did was they built that into Windows 8.1, for instance. So, I mean, it continues to do a great job. It's Windows Defender,
in
8.1.
And if this fails, or say your computer still is not working after you've performed these steps, you can write an email to shane@internetadvisor.net. Is that it?
That's it.
Or, seriously, Tom, and for anybody else out there... You can always go to internetadvisor.net, and then the Contact Us button, you can click on that. And when you get into that, you can then send us an email with the specifics.
The other thing I would have done is slowdowns and freezes and stuff like that. I probably would check your disk drive for disk errors by running the Microsoft utility you go to your C drive, you right mouse click on that, you select properties. Under the Tools tab, you have the ability to schedule a time to fix my hard drive, my C drive.
Okay.
Reboot your computer, and then go from there.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tom. Yeah, thank you. I like the idea of getting... A lot of times I think people are under the impression that the bigger and the more complicated these security systems I get, the safer I am, and you end up with the darn things taking so much of your resources that you're left hobbled by the system that's there to protect you. I'm reminded of those commercials that they have with the guy in the suit of iron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like kind of like some of these security systems. Yeah. They're hobbling along in the backyard in a suit of mail.
Yep. But that's their bread and butter, you know. Yes. And that is just not protecting our computers right now. What's protecting our computers is common sense on what you click on in emails and the websites you go to and you know, you got to cross your fingers on a lot of other things too.
Well, antivirus protection does protect your computer from the viruses it knows.
Yes.
So if something that it knows comes up, it'll fight it off. But if you got a new virus that it doesn't know about, it can't protect it because it can't fight something it doesn't know about. So it has some degree of value, not a lot, but it does have some degree of value to it.
Right. By the way, I want to thank some of the people who are behind the glass here. Shannon, thank you very much. Shannon Menninger is our engineer today. And Eric Dorsch, thank you. He's answering the phones there. And by the way, keep him busy. 800-859-0957. I realize for a lot of people, we're just kind of coming back into view because with the sports season that has gone on during the fall and winter and then into early spring with March Madness, we kind of peek out from behind the sports schedule. I should just tell you that every week, however, we record a two-hour podcast, which includes this hour of the program, plus a previous one that goes out to our affiliates. And if you would like to hear that whole two-hour program Sunday nights, you can simply go to internetadvisor.net, and the podcast is there. Ed, you want to say something?
Well, yeah. Earlier, we were talking about calendaring.
Oh, yeah.
And so while we're waiting for the next caller, what type of online calendaring would you use if you want to distribute to family members, you know, my itinerary for the next 3 months? Grandma and grandpa are going to Florida, you know, and what are they going to be doing? So what would you guys use for calendaring? I mentioned Microsoft Word during the first portion of this hour, and also Google Calendaring.
Yep.
Well, you know, I have to go with those two selections because those are the type of ones that I would use because I'd be sharing with people across multiple platforms, both Windows and Mac. If they were all on the same platform, which incidentally, they are going to make iCloud for Windows and release it very shortly.
Really?
So in that particular case, then you'd be able to share iCal calendars across iCloud back and forth between Windows and Mac.
Very. No, that's a point. Help me on this, guys, because any calendar you get into, you can share. Most often, you can share a calendar with somebody. For instance, I could create on my calendar a family sports calendar.
Right.
So all my grandchildren's sports games are in there. And then I would share that with certain people.
And you also have the ability to print those, too, if you want to hand relatives at a family get-together and say, here's my calendar.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, Bob in Lake Orion, we'll be with you in just a little bit to talk about your HP laptop issue. And we do have we're here until 6 o'clock, so 800-859-0957 is the phone number. We'd love to help you out and just kind of spread the news that every Saturday, as part of the expert advice you can receive on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, the Internet Advisor is here from 5 until 6 p.m. every Saturday evening. Well, guys, I want to thank you for being in here. Our team, of course, Shane Hamlet, good to have you with us.
Always a pleasure, always.
And Cal Carson.
Nothing better than getting caught with a mouthful of donut.
Behind the scenes. Eddie Rudell, thank you.
Always great. Thank you, Foster.
By the way, this is the crew that often we have here on Saturdays. And again, spread the word, because I know that in some ways, for some people, it says, oh, wow, there's a computer program on WJR. Yep. Spring and summer, you'll find us here from 5 to 6 p.m. every Saturday. So, you know, get your questions together. Now, you can also, during the week, simply go to internetadvisor.net, and there's a Contact Us button there. Click on that. Send us an email with your questions there.
But and that's the strange part, is that I spend more time on my computer in the fall and winter than I do in the spring and summer. So you'd think we'd be on more. I just don't get it.
Ah, well.
You know something? We really got to get a webcam in here, man. This guy is really hairy over here. I've never seen him like this before.
And on that note, let's say hello to Bob. Bob, welcome to the Internet Advisor, the hairy Internet Advisor.
Hi. I hope you can help me. I've got a HP laptop about 2 years old.
Okay.
I'm on Windows 8. And when I turned it on recently, I got the HP logo on the screen, and then that circle, the dancing circle underneath it. And that's all it would do. It wouldn't advance beyond that.
Okay. So it's booting, but it's not going into what he's talking about, folks, is that with Microsoft Windows 8, when you boot up, you get the image of whatever the system happens to be, and then underneath, a series of dots that kind of chase one another. So it's booting, but it's not making the complete
one. Now, normally when that happens, if it fails and you power it off and you power it back on, with Windows 8, it's supposed to go into a recovery mode.
Yes, it does. I think after three tries.
Yes. So
has it done that for you, Bob?
Yes, I've done that, and I'll get a message that says preparing to repair.
Right.
And but I turned it on just recently, and I got the message preparing to repair, and then the screen went blank.
Oh. Okay. Now, I believe you have the ability also when you power up. Microsoft has always used the F8 key to go into present you with a menu. Mm-hmm. But you no longer can go into safe mode very easily anymore, but you should be able to go into a recovery mode. Is that the correct term, where it actually restores the operating system but saves your data?
Yeah, but you can't get to that recovery mode unless you can get it to boot.
Well, that's what the F8 does. You could, okay, Shane, you probably have more experience with this.
Yeah, F8 has kind of been disabled with Windows 8.
Yeah.
You can't run into F8 anymore.
Well, so what do you do then?
You could go, I thought you can go F8, but you're presented with very fewer choices.
No, nothing. You can.
Tell us the correct way.
Did you say this was an HP laptop?
Yes.
Then he wants to use F11.
Yeah. F11, what will happen is F11 will give you some recovery repair options. So you'll have some advance options, some restore options, some go back options.
Because of HP. This is the HP
and layer. And even F11 will give him the option to go ahead and recover the operating system and put it back to factory specs as well.
But make sure you have a backup somewhere because it will wipe you out.
But aren't there two options? The first attempt will allow you to recover the operating system but attempt to save your data.
Correct.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. There's a distinction there, Bob. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Now, Bob, first of all, Bob, have you got your stuff backed up?
Not recently.
I heard that deep sigh, and then I knew right away. Not recently. What does recently mean?
Oh, I would say a month.
That's pretty good, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, don't.
I'm 6 months behind.
Good is only if you can stand to lose a month's worth of work.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, if you want, for some reason, if you're not figuring out that F11 key, you can also go to HP's website or do a little search on Bing or Google and look for, you know, HP Pavilion or whatever model you have, recovery key options or something, and it'll tell you the correct key combination.
Okay.
Every system tends to be a little different.
So this is an HP layer on top of Windows 8.1.
Correct. And then what will happen is once you get back into Windows and everything's running, if you ever do want to run into safe mode, you have to go into the actual MS config now and turn safe mode on in order for it to boot into safe mode.
So how do you get the MS config on the new Windows 8.1?
Just go to your search, your little
little
spyglass, your what is it called?
Magnifying glass.
And yeah. Just put MS config, type it fully.
Okay.
And you'll see it right there, and you can go into that and say, next time I boot into safe mode. And it'll continually boot into safe mode until you tell it not to.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I could do that to my relatives and really get them
don't
upset.
Do that.
Yes.
Bob, did you catch all of that?
I think I've got most of it.
Okay,
the F11 key anyway.
Yeah.
The F11 key with the HP machines in particular will give you some of those options to to do the restore.
You know, sometimes just turn a computer on, watch the BIOS boot, and it'll give you some. It'll tell you sometimes, hey, if you want to go into repair or recovery options, hit F11 or F12 or F9, or it'll tell you the key to hit.
But
sometimes.
What he's seeing though, and I've seen this on my, I'm running Microsoft Surface Pro 2.
You have bad luck as well, don't you?
I have been with this thing, but it's because I've been running Windows 10 Preview. Mm-hmm. That's part of the problem. But when it boots up, you get, for instance, I get that logo that says Surface, and then I get the spinning dial. Now, I've had, Bob, matter of fact, as I was traveling this last couple of days, I found that I had to reboot a couple of times in order to get it to do properly. And I don't know why that is, but eventually it did come into that.
Sometimes the updates just don't jive.
I gotcha.
You know, it's
Is it possible that Bob has got an update that's hung up?
It could have, yeah. It could have. It's starting to trying to repair itself or recover or install that hard drive or that driver.
Now,
that's why sometimes if you do like something on the restore, like go back a week, and sometimes that'll allow you to.
So system restore still exists with Windows 8.1.
Yeah, you can go back.
One tough question for you, Bob. When it did go black, when it said it was going to recover, how long did you wait before something came up on the screen or before you turned it off?
Oh, I waited about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
That should be long enough. Yeah.
That's plenty long enough.
Because I've had times when I've waited like 5 minutes for that screen to come back again because, as Shane says, it could have been putting some updates up and it just took a while for it to get it all together.
I had a 20-minute update 3 nights ago from Microsoft. And I put my laptop to sleep all the time, and it says, you know, you really got to reboot your computer. Do you wish to do that this time? And I said, yeah, go ahead and shut down. And it literally took 20 minutes to shut down.
Bob, when did this start happening?
Just today.
Yeah. You know, I noticed that there were two major
updates.
Big updates.
And I forgot to look what they were to find out what's going on.
There's some security and some other things. Yeah, Microsoft just recently on the Patch Tuesday, I think, put out some really big updates. So that may be part of what's going on.
Yeah, so maybe when it's powering up, have you waited at least also 20 minutes or 30 minutes?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. You've waited.
Well, just for fun, Bob, you know, since you're probably not going to do anything today anyway, why don't you power it back up again, you know, just for you about to have dinner or something like that. Let it just sit there and run, and then after you have dinner and watch a television show, go back and take a look at it and see if anything has changed.
We'll give it a shot.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Thanks a bunch.
Hey, Bob, thank you so much for that. That's some of the things that have changed with Windows 8 that I can't wait for this summer. For Windows 10 to come out.
Yeah, and all those that have Windows 7 and 8 right now will be eligible for the free upgrade to 10. So just hang tight. You'll have a year to upgrade.
Awesome.
Before we leave, you were going to talk about
calendar.
Calendar and Microsoft Office.
Yeah, I mean, if a lot of people want to use a really friendly calendar and it's nice, I prefer it because it syncs. It kind of ties into my Facebook and everything, your social media. Mm-hmm. Just go to office.com.
Office.com.
Most people already have a Microsoft account. If not, just create one. It's free. And you'll see your OneDrive, your calendar. And if you let them sync it up with your social media, it pulls in all your information from your social media, all the birthdays and important dates, and populates the calendar for you, which
great.
Is nice.
And that's going to office.com. You can get access
you
to that.
You got it.
Shane, thank you so much for being with
You're
us.
You're welcome.
Once again, your shop is at?
Oh, Comptech Services in Sterling Heights on Shaner and 19.
All right. You'll find Shane there. And Cal, thank you very much for being with us.
Always an eternal pleasure to be here. I love coming in every week.
We love having you.
Eddie, thanks again, too, for being here.
Always great. Thank you.
And thank you very much to the crew back there, Shannon and Eric. Thank you. And for you folks out there, see, that was easy, wasn't it? Remember that number, 800-859-0957. 5 to 6 p.m. every Saturday, Internet Advisor.